T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A Philadelphia man has admitted to brutally beating a baby to death a year and a half ago and to assaulting the child's older brother and mother. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us it's part of a plea deal with the district attorney.
James Cedric pleaded guilty to third-degree murder in the death of 20-month-old Isaiah McNeil, as well as the charges of assault and recklessly endangering a child, admitting he whipped the baby's 8-year-old brother with a belt and assaulted their mother. On August 18th, police went to the home on Judson Street to find the baby unconscious. That day, Cedric was watching the baby and the 8-year-old because the child's mother, who's his girlfriend, was picking up her 2 other children, and prosecutors allege that's when the 27-year-old told the older boy he was going to bathe the baby, but instead brutally beat the child, so much so that the liver, pancreas, and aorta were lacerated. Days prior, they say Cedric also assaulted the mother because he didn't like what she was wearing. Through the plea hearing and the reading of the facts in the case, Cedric sifted through papers and seemingly took notes, but didn't look up as prosecutors read through the brutal details. The defendant says he has ADHD and at times is schizophrenic, so the judge ordered a mental health evaluation before his January sentencing. At the Criminal Justice Center, Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.